Hello and welcome back to the award-winning Gutter. After a hiatus that hasn't been very long at all, but I think the transfer window, I don't think, has officially slammed open, but it might as well have because the league season is finished. So we feel entitled to get going on this one. And it's a compact team I have with me this afternoon as we record. It's Neil Atkinson and Belinda Barty. Now, where shall we start? Well, I actually think there's only one logical place to start because it was the, like our near miss with the league title. This is a very big near miss as well. And it was revealed by Kylian Mbappe in his interviews in the media in general this week, with Jason Burt of The Telegraph in particular. I'm not entirely sure. But he did reveal that before signing on the dotted line for PSG for three more years, that he had talked to Liverpool Football Club as well as Real Madrid, which we sort of had heard what was happening. But to hear it from the horse's mouth, it's still a bit shocking and sort of hard to digest, Neil, if I can start with you on this one. It sort of begs a lot of questions, I think. I mean, I'm glad we were in for him. I never thought we were going to get him, but wow, what do you make of it?
I think the first thing on the Mbappe thing is the knock-on effect it has in general. So there's the knock-on effect it has for other clubs, specifically Real Madrid, but then within that as well, for the idea of this is now maybe a bit of a playbook for elite footballers. If you think about what Mbappe has actually done in practice, it's that he's played Real Madrid and Paris Saint-Germain, it feels like, and possibly to a degree Liverpool, off one another to get the best possible deal for himself in the short term. And he's quite deliberately made that a short-term deal. Now, Mbappe's in a position which a lot of footballers, even at the very highest level, aren't quite in. His age makes him especially attractive. You know, he's still only 23 in amongst all of this. He's achieved everything that you can want to achieve in the game, with the exception of winning various league titles dotted around Europe and the Champions League. But he's won his own league title with his local club, and he's won the World Cup at this stage of his career. So all of this means that he is a slightly unique, well, not slightly, you can't be slightly unique, it's like being slightly pregnant. He is a unique proposition